Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody. A special hello to all our friends and family. Hello, everybody, and a special hello to all our friends and family around the planet. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Show Channel Panel. Today is September 28, 2014. Today's show is our Ascension and Healing Training with Catherine, Sananda, and our loving Arcturian healers and master friends that join us all together in our ship. This is your co-host, Meg Davis, calling in from the Greater Atlanta area in Georgia. And our host, Catherine, is calling in from her home in High Falls, New York. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Meg. I had my phone on mute, I hoped, because of the barking dogs and things going on here. We're outdoors. It's such a pretty day. So if you hear crickets and things in the background, it's because I'm sitting outside and looking out over the fields on this beautiful day. So welcome, Meg, and happy birthday. We're celebrating Meg's day, the day after. So I want to apologize to Meg because she's left running everything today. My internet service is down. Two printers not working. Can't find my phone, my cell phone. So we're really, you know, out of technology here. So thank you, Meg, for running the board, studio, and holding down the fort.
Yes.
So we have interesting stuff to talk about today. Let's just introduce ourselves real quickly. I'm Catherine, and this is Meg, my co-host. I'm Catherine May, and I'm the one who wrote the book, Who Needs Light? And my website is whoneedslight.org, and I'll let you tell about the Facebook pages.
Super.
We have interesting stuff going on today.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Thanks. So our Facebook page, we have two pages, Healing for Ascension Tour, run and kept going by our beloved Gabriella and her amazing administration team, which just keeps our vibration so high. And from there, if you sign up, you'll get the post that Catherine brings through the messages. And if you'd like to be a little bit more intimate and get to know each other a little bit more and join a family of really high vibrational seekers and light workers who are doing this work all around the world, you can join Healing for Ascension Tour group. And there we post our personal stories and we share and celebrate where we are in the process of ascension and really are able to do some real work in the master class of attaining the highest vibrations and working with the messages on group work and sharing ideas about how to implement the challenges and the suggestions that are brought through from our masters to help us raise our vibration and help raise the vibration of the planet, as well as clean up Terra and assist the galactics and all that they're doing to help us, which is so relevant today because we got such a message from Lady Portia in the middle of the night. They were really working, Catherine, and we saw this beautiful meditation that Lady Portia asked us to join together in doing. And the Facebook page just went crazy with these amazing posts from all the members about ways to heal the planet. There were clean water links. There were meditations. There were a wonderful post from Rebecca about five ways to tell that the new age is happening with the end of Big Pharma and the end of pollutions and toxins, and just great news traveling all over the Facebook page. So if you haven't joined and you need a boost, morale, because where you sit looks grim, join the Facebook page because there is such good news to be had when we join forces and share news from around the world that you won't see on your main TV screen. So just great news. So today I've asked our loving Healing for Ascension Tour family member, Diane Marr, who lives in Portugal. Don't you love it? That we are brought together around the world. Now, Diane grew up in the U.S., so when I called her up, I went, I was expecting a Portuguese accent, and she just laughed. And she goes, I know, I speak Portuguese, but I still sound American. So Diane is going to lead us in a meditation today that was initiated from Lady Portia's message brought through Catherine yesterday at 11 after the hour. Do you mind, Catherine, if I talk about that meditation?
Go ahead.
Okay, so Kira Depp, who is just a big member, a big poster of our Healing for Ascension Tour group, and such a light worker, beautiful career, and bringing news and helping people be aware of the changes, started this post to help flip the domino for the global currency reset and all the wonderful changes with the RV and the coming global era. And she asked everybody at 11 after each hour to send a blast of love around the globe to help energize all of these wonderful changes taking place. And her post has almost had 1,000 comments. So people are really joining together. And wherever they are in the world, they're looking at their clocks and they're just sending love around the globe. And as we heard from Lady Portia today, they can't do anything without us taking the first step. And then whatever we do, they just blow wind through our sails and multiply it. But we need to do the first step. So this is brilliant because here this group has been going strong for almost 10 days. They started on September 18th. And just generating all of this energy, and it gets multiplied by the company of heaven, manifest. And here we come today with Lady Portia's request, and we're going to ask Diane to join in and lead us in this meditation and visualization to bring through what Lady Portia asked us to do, which was help send energy to Terra's oceans to return her to a pristine, clean condition, and then also to invoke the violet flame to nullify and clear away all toxic waste from nuclear weapons and power plants around the world. So there you go. Catherine, I'll hand it back to you before we go into our meditation.
Oh, okay. I want to add the, well, you're keeping tabs on the time, right? Because we want to start at 2:11. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love the comment in the post about we're not allowed to be offsides. And I think that just so clearly expressed what they've been trying to tell us all along. We have to carry the ball. They're not going to do it for us. And they've been saying that all along, but this made it really clear. Here are the rules. They're not allowed to go in front of us. So we have to be the ones who are carrying the banner, doing the work, making the envisioning the end product, and then they can help us. And she made a point of saying the nuclear waste problem was on the way to be solved, and then everybody stopped because they thought it was finished. So we need to get on it again and do this meditation and finish the cleanup. And then they can, our galactic brothers and sisters, can come in with their technology and help us. But they can't do it without our specifically asking. So how is that for 2 minutes? Let's bring
Perfect.
Diane on.
Here we go. Yes, I'm going to open up the line. Hi, Diane. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you very much.
Hi. Are you ready to lead us?
Yes,
I am. Hi, Diane. You ready to lead us? Meditation?
Yes. Uh-huh. I just want to thank Meg for this opportunity. This morning as I was reading the message, I was nudged to compile the information and to post it up as a meditation. So thank you. I'm excited but a little bit nervous, so bear with me.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
All right, Diane, we are ready and we're centering and we are calling in the beautiful pillar of light that Gabriella has got surrounding us. So we're ready. Take it away.
She's on it. Okay, let's go.
So let's take a deep breath in and begin by visual centering. This is how I begin to ground and connect. We now see this pillar of light going up into the heavens and connecting to heaven. We ask the universe to please send us the energies of divine love and divine light. We can see this energy coming down as a pink light representing the energy of love and with sparkles, shimmering sparkles as diamonds coming down representing divine light. Comes in through our crown chakra. And as it enters the crown chakra into our pineal gland, we see this light coming in and turning our cells into complete light. The light comes into our heart center and passes down through our chakras, opening, clearing, and activating each one of our chakras. At the base chakra, we can see a tube of light going down, connecting to the center of Mother Earth. And we ask that Mother Gaia send us healing energy. So we see this healing energy, which is green, coming up and into our hearts. So now we have the energy of love, the energy of light, and also healing energy in our hearts. We are now grounded and connected. Universe. We set the intention that our energies join those of Lady Portia, Saint Germain, Sananda, all other ascended masters, Ashtar and his command, our brothers and sisters from across the galaxy, and all other beings of light assisting us. We ask Saint Germain to bring the violet flame into our hearts, and we expand it out more and more until it englobes our beloved Mother Terra. Violet flame, we ask you to nullify and clear away all toxic waste from nuclear weapons and power plants around the world. Clear and heal the oceans, seas, rivers, lakes, as well as Gaia's land affected by Fukushima and the power plants or nuclear weapons. Restore these to their pristine condition. Heal all animals and living beings affected by this, as well as speed the decommissioning of the currently operating nuclear plants around the world, those under construction and those approved for construction. Now, visualize the energy of love in our hearts, expanding out more and more until our planet is completely englobed with our love. Universe, we send a powerful blast of love energy across the planet, flooding our beloved Gaia with the passionate intention to heal and clear away all destructive energies and residues of dark ideas and actions. We now envision the world of our dreams, a world with only the best organic, healthy foods, a world where all animals are living freely amongst us as our friends and as our equals. And all living beings on Gaia are living from the light and of the light. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. And so it is. It is done. It is done. It is done.
Diane, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that was just perfect. Oh, thank you.
Just perfect.
Thank you.
Oh, you got everything in. It felt, the pace was just lovely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Lady Portia, for the message.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I loved the message because it really encompassed everything. And your meditation continued that. It was just great. So we are cleaning up the entire planet. And we are going to do it with our own actions and our own intentions. And we welcome the help of our galactic brothers and sisters, but we're not going to say, you have to come and do it for us. We're saying, we are going to do it, and we welcome your help. So be it.
So be it. Diane, blessings. Thank you so much. And what a sacred thing to bring. Your heart was so felt. Thanks again.
Yes, thank you. And if anybody hasn't read the message yet, please do. It's called You Carry the Ball. And I laughed when I got the title because I wasn't sure whether it was You Carry the Ball or You Carry the Ball. It means both, of course. So it was a directive and a congratulations. but it's really important that all of us get involved. And people are always asking me, you know, how do I find out what my path is? Well, here it is, folks. We've just been told. This is our path to heal the planet and to put our energies behind making that happen. And I love how she said, you vote with everything you do for whether you're going to support the cabal or not. And if you're super conscious of every penny you spend, every action you take, you'll see that there are a lot of places where you're still supporting the cabal. If you're eating food that's not organic, you're supporting the cabal. Because any food that isn't organic means it's covered with pesticides. And pesticides are the invention of the cabal, designed to make us all sick. So even the smallest things, if you bring your groceries home in a plastic bag, you're supporting the cabal. If you are not conscious of what you drive, where you drive, how you drive, you're supporting the cabal. So there, the possibilities are just everywhere. If you're eating packaged food, you're supporting the cabal. So she really laid it out. I don't remember ever hearing it quite so clearly and definitively. Yeah. This is to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not taking care of your body, you're supporting the cabal. If you're not loving yourself, you're supporting the cabal.
Mm-hmm.
So, no more complaining that the cabal is still around. That there are people still thinking those old dark thoughts and creating destruction. Well, we're feeding it. So, we stop feeding it. It dies out immediately. I bet it would be a matter of weeks. If everyone on this call is really rigorous, really dedicated to being 100% clean, I'll bet you that we will see the effects in a matter of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, everybody's going to be healthy. And we're all going to celebrate together. Everyone's going to be dancing.
It was, so, Catherine. I had... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead. I was just going to turn it over to you.
Oh, well, thank you. I did. And, you know, I think probably because of, you know, my choice of profession, I've had to look at these things for a while. And so I really appreciated a new line in the sand for me to pick up on a call that Sananda did for us about a month ago. He drew a line in the sand and said, this is self-love and you're on my side. Let's go. And this was a new line in the sand. And I almost leapt up from my chair. I ran in the kitchen and I said, okay, Lady Portia, we're on it. Let me see my kitchen through your eyes and let's do this next level. Let's be done. And I opened up my refrigerator and I still drink coffee and I saw some soy milk, which is in a box. And I said, I'm making my own soy milk. And I went and looked up a recipe. And I'm making my own soy milk from fresh, organic soybeans and water.
Oh!
And then the next thing I saw was the coffee plastic container that I'm now bringing that container and filling it with fresh beans, even though it's organic. It's not fresh bean organic. I'm like, I'm cutting the beans in this, and I'm bringing my container to the store. One after another after another, I just went and made a list And there was 20 things I could still do, and I was just in my kitchen. And I went, oh, my gosh, this is going to get good. So I was just so grateful. And I ran across an amazing post about a year ago with a woman who's a yoga instructor. And she made a vow with Mother Earth to eliminate her footprint. We've all heard that word,
right?
Eliminate your footprint. And she said, I will carry around on me daily any trash that I generate for a year. And
wow.
She did it. And she journaled it, and she took pictures of her trash bag. And it was just a cloth bag. And she watched it get full. But I said, all right, Meg, if you had to carry around your trash, what choices would you be making to not lug around 300 pounds of trash? And I went, okay, I'm on it. So it's wonderful. And I've never, like you said, heard it that clear to make a new pair of eyes come out of my head. So thank you, Lady Portia, and we're on it.
Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a great idea. Carry your trash around with you. I love it. We're lucky here. We have a co-op where you can take your own bags, and we also have a compost. So we can put all the food residue in the compost. So we should be able to accomplish that easily. So I also want you to tell people about your new manual. We're really excited about this.
Oh, yes. So yesterday was my 49th birthday, and I made a joke on the beautiful message that Christine put out saying happy birthday, and I just have to say thank you 1,000 times because the messages were so heartfelt and so filled with gratitude and sweetness that a thank you to everybody who either thought happy birthday or posted. So thank you. And I posted on there, I said, you know you love what you do when you're sitting in your living room on your birthday creating the Ascension Nutrition Guide with the master. So I chuckled at myself, but this is how much I adore what I do, and I'm so grateful. So I sat in my home, and I brought together, and I called in the masters and all the company of heaven. I said, okay, I really want to give people the best, easiest guide to read so they will be able to follow your suggestions and really help reverse disease once and for all. I can't ask anybody just to give up all of their pharmacology without an equal solution on the other side. So let's do it. And so we sat down, and I just pulled every piece of knowledge I had in my head along with everything they put in there, and we created a document that I hope is going to be really a help for everybody on where to start, what foods to eat, how to prepare them, and bringing in the spiritual piece of nutrition, which is the environment in which we eat, which is a new piece that I haven't really talked about much, which is the environment with which we eat actually physically changes the rate of absorption of our nutrition. So there was a study that came out that said if you watch the evening news while you eat dinner, you are moving into the fight-or-flight nervous system, which moves the blood away from your abdominal organs, your digestive organs, into your muscles, and it lowers your ability to absorb your nutrients. And I went, oh, my gosh, look at that. So I added a piece that helped me as well. Help us look with new eyes on where we eat, who we eat with, what we talk about, if anything, during our meals, what is the vibration of the place we eat, the people we're with, not only the vibration of the food, but also this other level. And they nudge me to add this piece because it does affect the ability of our cells to absorb the nutrients. So heaven forbid we spend all this time on going through and cleaning up our diet only to have it jeopardized because we're eating with somebody who's a grump of junk and affecting my nutrition.
Brilliant.
So there's a piece in there too, and they were happy to just put that right in my head. And so we're putting the last finishing touches on this. I'm calling it the Ascension Nutrition Guide by the Company of Heaven, and we're going to post it later today or tomorrow right on the Healing for Ascension Tour group page as a post, as well as on the file section, so you can download it as a PDF right to your computer and print it. And I want all the feedback that you can muster to how we can either improve it or what your any obstacles that you see are in your way, and we can just together whisk them away and help you solve that. And then also what successes you're having with making these changes. And together we're going to be able to master this food piece and be ready for the next level, the next challenge after this is done. So I'm so excited and grateful to all the people that went into creating this, and looking forward to everybody's feedback and how we're doing with it. Thanks, Catherine.
Oh, that's just great, Meg. We hadn't talked about this. I love the piece about being in a state where you go into a fight or flight response, and I've talked about this too, about what happens when you go into a flight or fight is that your stomach acid stops working. And the energy all goes to your limbs because you need to run or, you know, do whatever you have to do. So our digestion shuts down when you go into a fight or flight response. To say nothing of the, you know, effect on your hormones, but it's literally a one-to-one relationship. If you're having an unpleasant time when you're eating, you're not going to digest the food properly. Maybe not for hours. So whatever happened, don't have a fight with your partner when you're eating dinner. And don't watch the news, like you said. Yeah, be around people who will nurture you and love you so that you're both having a loving, wonderful time when you sit down to dinner, or all of you. Yeah. So dinner time should be a celebration, a time of really loving being together, feeling nurtured and supported and warm and happy. So that's another inspiration, isn't it?
Yes.
To make sure that's what your life is really like. Thank you so much, Meg. I can't wait to read this. I am really excited about it. Can't wait to have our internet back on so I can come see it. So it'll be on the group page. Can that also be on the tour page?
Absolutely. I'll give it to Gabriella and she'll put it right on there.
Okay, great. So it will be available for everyone. They can go and read it. They can go print it out. Right? And then we will also make it a part of our group of books and pamphlets and things to read that we're going to put out as e-books and also in book form. I think we're going to have our own publishing company because we have now several books, and your manual and Sananda's new scriptures. So we're going to have a lot of things in print because it's always nice to have it, the real thing in your hand. I know a lot of people are going to want this one. So we're on it. This is going to happen soon. I think everything's going to change. We're getting new assignments. We're getting, I think, after the RV, that I probably won't be doing a message every day. I have this really clear feeling that my run as the most prolific channel is probably going to come somehow to an end. Not that I will stop channeling, but that I won't be doing it every day. There will be something else, you know, some other things that we're going to be doing, including running workshops, maybe traveling, I don't know, but we have big plans to set up a retreat center where everyone will be able to come and attend the workshops, learn visual centering, spend time with all of us, and just have a wonderful time. So with all of these principles that we've talked about, a lovely environment, a friendly atmosphere, the best food you can get, exercise, nutrition, you know, whatever people need, a beautiful spa where people can have massage and acupuncture if it's needed, and hiking and swimming and just everything that your heart could desire, along with a deep spiritual connection that will be omnipresent. So that's our plan, and I think that's where we'll be operating from. So we will be accessible. We will welcome people to come and join with us and learn from all of us. It's just going to be a very exciting time. So as soon as we know, you folks will be the first to know. We will put out a message and everybody will know where this is all going to happen. So, it feels to me, I know we don't usually give dates, but it feels to me like this waiting is done and that we're about to start on a whole new phase. So let's celebrate our new freedom, because of course that makes it real. And we're going to invite Sananda to come in, and we're going to go to do a healing session. And I just want to reassure everybody, we weren't able to, usually Sunday morning we copy the requests from the internet for people who've written to us to ask for a special healing. So we want to honor those requests by inviting you to come regardless. So everyone who wants to come for healing, please do so. And I'm sorry we can't read, you know, the requests as we usually do on Sundays. But we will do that next week. So let's see. Did I leave anything out, Meg?
I think we are ready.
We're ready to go. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's call in Sananda and see what he would like to offer and suggest to us. And we will let him take over the healing part of the show.
All right. We'll just let you take a second, Catherine, and sit back and relax and take a deep breath. And I bet you Sananda is right here with us, as always. Welcome, Sananda. We're so glad you're here with our family.
Greetings, dear Meg. Oh, what a pleasure this is. You're right. We are so excited and so filled with hope and expectation and joy at, first of all, that wonderful meditation that you did a few minutes ago. I wish you could see what we see. the spirals of light coming up from the earth, from all parts of the earth. It's just beautiful to see. And going up to the grid, where they just ignite the grid and the energy flows around the planet. Well, we've told you this before. It looks like a kind of lightning, you know, the electrical energy that flows around in every direction around the globe. Ah, it is a sight to behold. And I can tell you that this very day, as soon as this happened, as soon as you sent your healing messages and requested that the Galactics come and add more help to this cleanup project, the word went out. And the Ashtar Command is on it, as you say. They are recruiting more people, more souls to come and help with this project because you commanded it. And as the message said, when you begin the project, then we can step in beside you and help you with it. But we cannot do that until you ask. And so there is still some cleanup to be done from the Fukushima spill, of course, and from other toxic waste dumps. And all of those things must be attended to. And when you requested that, first the nuclear waste, and then the request that all the waters and all the lands of the earth be cleansed, it was, well, you know the sound that people make in Times Square when the ball lands? It was like that in the heavens. There was a great yahoo! And we're all ready to help, just waiting for the go, and we join you. So we don't wear hats, or we would be throwing them in the air. And this is what we ask of you, that you be the ones who carry the ball, who forge ahead with conviction, with power and strength and heart, with hands clasped and arms around each other, everyone working together. It is just a glorious thing to see. And so we congratulate you on your leap ahead today. You will learn one day. You will see. You'll be able to replay this in the holographic library. You will be able to see the effect of your energy joining together. And I guarantee you, you are going to be so excited when you see the wonderful part that you played in this whole rollout of the new Golden Age. And so, it's with great excitement that I invite everyone here to go with me up through the Pillar of Light and into the Arcturian ship, which is ablaze with light and laughter and love. The Arcturians adore you, all of you, and really just wanted to help with this ascension process. But they too felt a little bogged down because there's not so much they can do without you taking the lead, just as it is for us. And so they had the same reaction. There was a tremendous yay all through the Arcturian ships. And you know, there are a number of ships there. I haven't just talked about this for a long time, but I think it's interesting for the new people to know that when we began this series of healing sessions on Sundays, well, actually, Catherine began them, and she was doing shows several times a week. When she did that, she asked for the Arcturians to come and help. And as soon as that request was received, they came in force. There is a great mothership over each pole, north and south. Gigantic Arcturian motherships here to help you with healing. And in addition to that are four smaller ships at the four corners of the globe, equidistant, and they are also there to provide help and support and healing. So you only need to ask and it is given, because there are brothers and sisters all around the universe who want to help you, who are delighted to be part of this marvelous project. And so today they are especially filled with joy and love for all of you. So congratulations. And we send our blessings and our gratitude and our love to every one of you. Thank you for joining in. And we look forward to seeing you continue this wonderful project. So join with those on the Facebook. Is it, Meg, is it on the group page or is it on the tour page as well?
It's on the Healing for Ascension Tour group.
All right. So people need to, all they need to do is just sign up for that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we recommend you all go there, join the meditation, log in, and when you do, it creates a real connection. It's much more effective individually, you know, if you're there by yourself and you don't have friends around you doing it. If you pledge with the group to join them, you know you're more likely to do it. Then if it's just, oh, yes, I promise myself, I'll remember. When you pledge your commitment, your connection to the group of others who are doing it as well, it makes it so much more fun. And it will also remind you, because you'll be talking with each other all the time about it. So we recommend that. Join up. Join the meditation. And you will see how fast things will move on your planet. You know, you don't need a million people to change the world. It would be nice. It would happen instantly. But that's not what you need. A group of people in synchrony, in harmony, working together, truly can make an enormous difference. That has been proven. And you, I believe, said that you had 1,000 people who responded to the meditation. Well, look at the power in that. 1,000 people meditating together have been shown to do wonderful things. Is that right, Meg?
Yes, absolutely. Every hour at 11 past the hour, we join together and just blast the dominoes around the globe. and Mother Terra too. It's so beautiful.
That's lovely. So cleaning up all the dark shadows, healing Mother Earth, and celebrating in the process, making new friends, joining together. This is how it's supposed to do, how you're supposed to do it. This is how we do it in the higher dimensions. We don't do anything alone. We don't plan a project and go off and do it by ourselves. That would be unthinkable. We work in groups. We are group consciousness. We know the power of the group. And so we always join together to do these wonderful things. And now you're really learning how to do that too. It is a wonderful turn of events. So now let us all join, come together in our beautiful pillar of light, and we will ascend. And of course, by doing this, you're practicing, aren't you? You're raising your vibration. You're ascending in your bodies to a higher dimension. And as you do that, you're practicing, you're getting the feel for what ascension really means. And so when things start moving very fast, you, dear ones, are the ones who will be prepared. You're the ones who will not be shaken by it, because you've been practicing, because you know, if not exactly what to expect, you do know to expect something wonderful. No matter how intense or dramatic it might seem, you know it's going to be wonderful. And so, we celebrate with you that wonderful learning, that new realization, and your new commitments to being loyal stewards for Mother Terra. Ah, what a team you are. Your light spirals upward. And now we all spiral upward together. Up the pillar of light to the great mothership. And as we approach the ship, the doors open. We float up into the entryway. It is enormous. There's plenty of space. Thousands of us can fit in here. We can continue to remain in our circle, hold hands. Those of you who wish to bring your pets can do so. They love coming on the healing ship. So take a deep breath. Raise yourself. I'll give you a little hint. You'll feel it inside your body and inside your brain, as if you are reaching upward through your brain, right up to the central sun. Feel that. Reaching, moving upward. And as you do that, you raise your vibration. So here we are in the entryway. They close the doors, the platform, and then open the big doors that show, that lead to the great healing arena that is filled with light and colors. Ah, look at it. Gold and, yes, Diane pink. Sparkling diamonds in the air, in the air you breathe. They're not hard like rocks. They're diamonds of light. But they have substance and nourishing qualities. So when you breathe the air in the Arcturian ship, you are breathing the essence of the universe, the nutrients that are in the air for you to use. That is one of the most powerful healing conditions, the fact that the air you breathe is supposed to be the elixir that gives you eternal life. You are approaching that now. As you raise your vibrations, the goal is to approach the condition in which you breathe the elixir of life. And in doing that, you assure your own eternal life. You see, you are taking this body into higher dimensions where life is eternal. It's simply making the transition. And when you open your heart and you open your crown chakra, as Diane so eloquently described, you open yourself to healing. You open yourself to love and pure light. Now we will enter the arena. The animals can go off to their own center, a beautiful room where they can greet each other and receive wonderful care. And all of you who are here for a special healing, come. You are with your family. Find a place around the circle, one of the beautiful healing beds, and make yourself comfortable, for you have a wonderful Arcturian team that is coming to celebrate with you. Yes, to joke with you too, because they are in a very joyful mood. So you can expect they may be shining their light under your chin and making you giggle. They love what they do, too. And so take your place. And the healers who come with us, there are hundreds now, form your circle around the outside of the ring, where you receive the light and the energy from the masters and from Source. And learn to channel that light through yourself and toward the people who need your help. In doing that, you clear away your own channels. You create a clear and steady light. And in the process, you heal yourself. So as you do it, remember, you are not to use your own energy or to deplete yourself. The goal is to, for you, the soul connection to your body, are to move aside, just as Catherine describes when she's channeling. You move aside and you allow the light of spirit to move through you freely. And when you do this, you become a pillar of light. Yes. beacon. Look how you shine. Now allow God's light to shine down through your crown chakra, down into your body, into your heart, and then it flows all through your body. Your heart pumps the feelings, the light, the love, the unconditional love and joy through every cell in your body. Now, dear ones, this is not only for the healers. This is for those who are here to be healed as well. Allow the light to flow through you. And in that state of high vibrational love and light, there is no disease, no virus, no bacteria that can survive. It simply cannot proliferate. It cannot grow. It's like picking a flower and putting it into an empty vase with no water. The flower dies. Well, we don't recommend that you kill your flowers, but we do recommend that you nullify and starve the toxic cells, the disease cells, the cancers, the bacteria, and yes, even the autoimmune problems. When you create the feeling of harmony within your body, the inflammation will subside, because of course the inflammation is the result of a war going on in your body. So when you take your stance and allow the light to flow through you, there is no inflammation that will remain, because the light is soothing, comforting, reassuring. It makes every cell feel loved, accepted, revered. And that feeling toward your own body is what brings your body into a state of unconditional love, and in that state, you will heal. Now, we know there are some things like injuries, missing limbs, broken bones that haven't healed properly. Some of those things will require a special treatment in the light chambers. We know that it would be very difficult to regrow a limb on your own, but that will be done. People are learning how to cure spinal cord injuries. There is a technique that you might want to add to your armamentarium of wonderful suggestions for healing, and that is an old technique that the Egyptians used, which is to raise the head of your bed about 6 inches. It helps with your circulation. It helps to increase the flow in your circulatory system. I recommend it. And it is especially effective with the kinds of chronic and difficult injuries and diseases that have caused damage to the body. It is a way of helping your body to receive the nourishment it needs more effectively. And it says to your body, I love you. I want you to heal. I'm thinking of you always and sending you nourishment and love. These are my words to you as well, dear ones. I will go around the circle and you will feel my presence. I will send you a huge blast of love. And as I do, take it, accept it, make it your own. Circulate it through your body and continue to recycle it. For the rest of your life. And that, beloved ones, is an eternity. You will have this feeling that we have created now, that we have been nourishing and building through these so important shows, so precious to me, this connection to you. When you come every week and I touch your heart, it touches me as well. We have built a connection that will last for eternity. But when you accept love from another, when you take it into your heart and make it your own, it remains with you forever. And when you touch another in the same way, it creates a bond that will last for eternity. It does not take a 10-year relationship. It takes only a moment to make that deep connection, to feel the uplifting. What would you call it? It's a movement. It's a motion. It's like flying. When you touch another's heart and they respond in kind, there is nothing like it. There is nothing else in all the universe that can replace it. And so this is why I come and stand at your head and I send you my love. I direct it all through your body. You only need to accept it, to welcome it, and to use it. And when you do, you will find you are a fountain that never ends. Because you too will learn that this is all that's needed to be connected with one and to live in the protection and love of one. And when you are aware of that great love and protection, there is nothing in the world that can wrench you apart from yourself, from the soul that you are, the master that you are. No difficulty, no inconvenience, no trauma, even death cannot separate you from the spirit of the master that you are. And when you are able to achieve this here in this low dimension, this difficult, dense, and yes, it has been very dark, this dark place, when you make that connection and you know that you are light, no matter what happens around you, no matter who likes it or doesn't like it, no matter who approves of you or does not, no matter what the circumstances, the conditions of your life, you will know you are never alone and you are never defeated. So you see, depression is truly an irrelevant thing, isn't it? When you know the truth, there can never be a moment of depression because you know you are one with Creator. And therefore, you're never alone. Breathe that in, dear ones. Take my love into your heart. Into the deepest place of your heart. Relish it. Keep it always. Protect that in yourself. Protect it by creating, as in so far as you can, an environment around you that is loving, that supports and nourishes your light. Do not tolerate abuse, and especially not under the reasoning that you're going to change someone else by tolerating their bad behavior, by loving them out of it. No. Send them your love. Send them your forgiveness. But do not tolerate their bad behavior when it causes you to suffer. That is not love, it is not generosity, and it is not compassion. It's foolishness. Now, I know that sounds strict, but it's very reasonable. When you become love and light, and this is what you offer the world, why would you tolerate anyone who is trying to stamp it out? No one has a right. There is no license that says it's okay to treat someone badly, especially when they're being kind or generous. So choose your environment carefully. Surround yourself with those who are kind and generous and loving. And together, you can go out into the world and offer your love. You can work together to build, to create. But do not try to do it alone. Do not try to stand against a group who are trying to destroy you. Find those who will support you, stand beside you, work shoulder to shoulder with you. That is the pleasure of doing what we call light work. Do not invite darkness into your life. There is enough out there. When you're strong and in the company of others, go out into the world. Challenge it, yes. But do not embrace it. Do not make it your own. Do not assume it's your project to sink deeply into the darkness and try to pull people out when they're reluctant and fighting you. this is not kindness or generosity. It is delusion. And so do not be tempted, for it is a cabal reaction. It is a cabal teaching to encourage you to go out in the world and take your lumps, to be punished and vilified. This is not what we expect of you. There is a small discussion here between the pets who are standing 6 feet apart and wondering if they will truly become friends or not. They're working on their relationship. It's making progress. They're both protectors. And you know, I think this inspires what I was just saying. You can be a protector without having to take over all the territory. Even animals can learn that. You can be a nurturer without having to be famous for your goodness. You can be a helper without having to acquire hero status. It is the light and the love you feel in your own heart that will lift you up. It's the love you feel for others that raises your vibration, not the love that you feel coming from them. And that's a nice thing, yes. It's lovely to have friends and family who love you. But that is not what will accomplish your own ascension. Ascending means you raise the amount of love that you feel toward others. And so here you are in training, and I'm telling you to absorb all this love that we're sending you. Is that a contradiction? Certainly not. For it is only by having experienced love that you learn how to live it, that you learn how to be love. And so these sessions that I invite you to are designed for the purpose of helping you to absorb, to taste, to experience true love, complete acceptance, unconditional acceptance and love. And when you have learned that, when you have felt it, when you have been in that environment, it changes you. It creates what you might call a baseline, a template, for what you know is right, for what you know you deserve, and for what you know everyone deserves. And so these sessions that we have together are designed to help you that way, to create a new bottom line for you about how you expect to feel, how you expect to be treated, first by yourself and then by others, and to not settle for anything less. You feel it, don't you? Many of you write to us and say, "Ah, I felt such warmth, such an opening in my heart, such love and peace." Yes, feel it now. For now, this is the feeling I bring to you. But when you accept it and absorb it into your body, into your mind and your soul and your heart, it is done. Then you become the light. And you become rich in your ability to beam on others, to send your love out, to touch those who are suffering. And you will become exactly the kind of healer that I am. Yes, I did say, and this you shall do, and more. And by the way, it has been said before, but I'm going to underline it here. When I was persecuted in my life as Jesus, there never was a moment when I cried out, Father, why have you forsaken me? I did not feel that. I had already lifted myself out of the body so that I wouldn't feel the pain, and I was with God. I was not forsaken. The God that we know, the powerful, loving source, would not have forsaken me. It was our bond, our sacred bond. That source would hold me always in the deepest part of his, herself. And I was there. I did not suffer resentment. The pain was minimal because I could lift myself out of the body and look on as the events unfolded. I do not suggest it to anyone. It's not a pleasant experience, of course. But I was never forsaken. And you, beloved ones, will never be forsaken. If you are feeling alone, it is because you have shut the doors to your heart. If you are feeling depressed, it's because you have refused to see the sunrise. If you are feeling forsaken, it is because you have forsaken yourself. Come back. Come back to your precious self. Embrace the sacred body that you have been given to experience this life on earth. Do not think that ascension means that you will leave this dreadful body behind and move on to a higher, better place. No. It is when you accept and embrace the gift that is this sacred body, that you can ascend as a whole being, joyful, joyful, joyful. And now I complete my circle. As I was doing this, the one we have called Lady Portia has come after me, helped to instill, to keep, and recirculate the love that I send to you. the healing masters around the circle have sent their powerful energies to all those who need healing. And we are joined by the loving and overseeing presence of our masters, Mother and Father God, Archangel Michael, Raphael, all the angels you have brought with you, and of course our dear Saint Germain. All love to come here to feel the swirling power of these energies and to join their own energy with ours. And now we ask the Arcturians who have, well, I didn't describe it to you this time, but many of you have already experienced these healing sessions with the Arcturians and their wonderful healing wands. They have scanned your bodies. They have identified the places that needed special attention. You may have told them what the problem is, but even if you didn't, they can see it. And now they are beaming upon you, laughing amongst the groups around them, the healers and those who are joyfully experiencing the high vibration. It is even a higher state than usual here because everyone is so happy and cheerful and feeling triumphant because you have indeed accomplished the miraculous. Your world is changing, dear ones. You will never be the same. Now breathe that in, take it with you, and no matter what you encounter when you go back to the place where you began today, no matter how many people around you may be saying, oh, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about, never mind. They just need to be educated. They aren't as far along as you are. It's not a matter of better or worse. It's just that they aren't there yet. So do not relinquish your place in the front of the line as the leader of this new movement. Do not pretend that you don't know what you're doing or that you don't know that what you're feeling is true. Never relinquish that for anyone, not under any circumstances. Love yourself first, and then love those around you. And if there is a conflict between loving yourself and loving those around you, well, you know what to choose. So now, we ask the Arcturians to bring their beautiful blue light, the blue and silver cleansing light that will flow down around and through and over all of us, bathing us, washing away all the old sadness or pain, resentment, anger, any dark feelings, anxiety. Oh, let the anxiety go and never allow yourself to say again, I am so stressed out. Well, beloved ones, if you are feeling stressed out, It is because you are tormenting yourself. You are setting conditions for yourself and demands that cannot be met. Expectations that are unreasonable. That's all it is. Let it go. There is no need to feel stressed. Everything is in good hands. Feel the group around you. These are the people you can trust to move, to keep going, to carry the ball, and to understand how important it is that you stay together, that you love one another, that you help one another, and above all, that you respect one another. Ah, the light feels so refreshing and nourishing. Now let it flow over and around you and through you and wash away all that old, all those old beliefs, all those old feelings, all that residue from childhood, from your adult struggles, and even from former lifetimes. But generally, people tend to focus on that entirely too much. For during your time in heaven with us, you have dealt with those things that happened in former lives. Yes, there is some leftover feeling, but it is only a pattern that then repeats itself in this life. And so if you address it in this life, you can finish with it. You don't need to know everything about your former lives. You don't need to know your name as an ascended master. Know that you are one with God and that there is great power in that. We are evolving together, dear ones, you and I. And now raise yourself from this lovely couch where you have been treated to the most wonderful spa treatment. Raise yourself up. Feel your strength. Feel things settling into place. Feel the new sense of jubilation, celebration, health, and joy. Hug the friends around you. Let them hug you. And together we will all go back to our entryway, back to the beautiful pillar of light. Thank you, Gabriella, for teaching us this and for keeping it always glowing brightly. Now we go together. Yes, high fives are in order. Reclaim your pets and your animal friends, and let us go to the entryway together. And when we do, we will send one more wonderful blast all the way down to the earth. And here is a bird joining us to the accompaniment of this lovely bird. Let us send our energy overflowing in our hearts. Send it downward, right into the grid, right into the planet, to the heart of Mother Terra, and to the heart of every being living in or around or on the surface of Earth. Yes, and those in the air, and the ships at sea, as they say. We send our love, our blessings, and our hope for a brand new world, the one we are creating together today. Take the feeling and the energy of that new world with you, and never let it go. I love you beyond words. I am your Sananda. And now, together, float down to the place where you began. But keep us always in your heart. Namaste. Namaste, all.
Thank you, Sananda. What a wonderful afternoon. So many wonderful messages. So warm. Thank you.
Oh, I just feel... I'm lying here in the sun in my chair that leans back. I am just feeling bathed in light and love. Oh, thank you, Sananda. That was so... I had the same feeling as last week when you felt so close. There's this wonderful feeling that he's inside and outside of me. He's right here. He's in my heart. He's surrounding me with his energy. And it's as if it flows into every cell. And this must be what it feels like to be Sananda. Just to be completely immersed, completely the source and the receiver of absolute love. Wow. Thank you, Sananda.
Yes.
You know, I forgot that we had said we might open the panel a bit to let people ask questions, but I'm afraid we'll have to leave that till next time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't have the panel, and I wasn't aware if there were hands raised.
No, we were clear at the beginning, so we're good. And there's only one person now, so I think that's fine to leave these questions for next time or even Wednesday.
Wednesday is more conducive to questions because it's a more wide open and informational, and various masters coming and channeling, so we have more room to ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the format that we planned for that different kind of session. So it was wonderful. Thank you, Meg. Thank you, Diane. Thank you for everyone who came. All of those who've been helping us so wonderfully. The people who send their thoughtful, generous donations. The people who help us so much by keeping track of things, by doing these wonderful thoughts for the day every day there's a beautiful sharing from our administrators on the page. One just more shiny and beautiful than the last. It's just a remarkable, as you said, raising the vibration. It's just wonderful to see what people are doing. So, thank you, all of you.
Thank you, Catherine.
I look forward to Wednesday, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Next Sunday, time?
Next Sunday at 2, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody have Still a wonderful
in. Namaste,
week.
Namaste, everybody.
Namaste.
And so long. Now let's see if Meg knows how to turn on the music. Bravo!
Must lend a helping hand. We are.